在这里跟大家来查考圣经。
Name of Jesus Christ, we study the words in the Bible with everyone.
高兴今天是安息圣日，我们弟兄姐妹朋友们继续在教会里来敬拜神，来聆听神的信息。愿主耶稣基督祝福我们。
Today is a holy Sabbath day. I'm very happy to see all the brothers and sisters gather here to honor the Sabbath day. May the Lord bless everyone.
今天早上呢，要用持守得救的福音做题目，跟大家来查考。
So this morning I'd like to use the topic "Keep the Gospel of Salvation" as a mutual encouragement.
那要来跟大家谈一谈，我们所信的是什么
？Today I'd like to talk with everyone. What is it that we believe in?
那我们要怎么样让我们所信的一直持续到最后，能够得到我们所信的果效？
How can we keep what we believe to the end so that we can see the fruits of what we believe?
我们现在请大家翻开圣经哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章，请看第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节，弟兄们。我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
Verse 1, now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand.
这是哥林多前书的作者使徒保罗，他写信给教会的信徒，他特别跟他说，我之前已经把这个福音传给你们，你们也领受了，也站立得住。
The author of 1 Corinthians, which is Apostle Paul, he previously wrote a letter to the church of Corinth to tell them that he already preached a gospel to them and they are also taken their stand.
那也就是说，他们现在的生活，他们当时候是靠着福音站得住的，面对很多不同的挑战。
In other words, they received the gospel and they faced many challenges because of the gospel.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
Verse 2. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
从第二节我们看到说，这个福音传出去，那听到人领受之后，他说要持守，然后就可以因着这个福音得救了。
After this gospel was preached, whoever listened to the gospel received it. If they hold firmly to the words, then they will be saved.
那所以这个福音最后是要让我们得救的。
So the goal of the salvation, the gospel, is for us to be saved.
那这个得救当然不是只有在这个世界上而已。
And being saved is not limited to this lifetime.
今天如果有一个人在一个危险的情境下，然后被救出来，那这个他也可以说是得救了。
So today, if a person is being delivered from a dangerous situation, he can also say that he is saved.
我们有一个姐妹，她不会游泳，跑到海边去玩水。
We have a sister in church that didn't know how to swim, but she went to the ocean to play in the water.
她是跟着一群青年到海边去玩水的。
So she went with a group of youth to the beach.
她以为这个海边沙滩水很浅，所以没有什么问题。
She thought that the water was very shallow, so she should be okay.
结果哪里知道那个海浪一来就把她冲出去了。
But little did she know that when the waves come, she was swallowed by the wave.
等到她被送到比较远的地方去，她就发现她脚踩不到陆地了。
And when she was taken into the ocean, she realized that she can't reach the bottom.
她那时候紧张的要命，真的开始喝水。
And she was very nervous. She started to swallow water.
开始喊大喊。救我救我
So she was yelling, save me, save me.
感谢神哦，那个浪不是很强，所以呢，她并没有被冲到很远的地方去。
But thank God that the wave was not very strong, so she wasn't taken too deep into the ocean.
几个弟兄在岸上看到这种情况，马上冲下去。
So a brother on the shore saw what happened and went and saved her.
好几个人哦，合力把她抬上来。
So many people worked together to bring her out of the water.
她上来的时候。心里一直感谢主。
So when she reached the shore, she was thanking God in her heart.
她说我得救了，不然就死了。
She said that I was saved, otherwise I would have been dead.
所以其实我们在一个危险的情形里面，如果被救出来，我们就觉得说我们是得救了。
So when we're being saved from a dangerous situation, we may think that we are saved.
但是这个得救是暂时的。
But this kind of saving is a temporary.
因为我们人不管是遇到危险，或者是生病的时候被医治，或危险的时候被危险被解救了，都只是暂时性的。
If we are being delivered or saved from dangerous situation or our illness is healed, these are only temporary situations.
有一天我们都会面对一个没有办法解决的困难，最后没办法解决的疾病，我们就是要离开这个世界。
One day we will all face a problem that we can't solve or an illness that can't be cured, and that will be the reason that we leave this world.
那所以他说这个福音要因这个福音得救，他所讲的得救是最终的，我们生命被救进永生里才叫得救。
Here said that the gospel, by gospel we are saved, and this salvation is by which we our eternal soul is being saved.
所以我们就看到所谓的得救就是跟我们的灵魂有关系的。
So salvation has to do with our soul.
那这里圣经里面他这样强调，他说我们如果可以持守所相信的这个福音，必然因为福音得救，最后一定可以得永生。
Here the Bible says, by the gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you.
那保罗他当初这个传道者他传的这个信息是什么？
What is the message that preacher Paul was preaching?
我们现在请看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。”
Verse 3. For what I received, I passed to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
这里很清楚的讲，他所传的这个福音。有一个对象是讲基督，就是耶稣。
And the object of what he's preaching is Lord Jesus Christ.
那所谓的基督呢，其实这个是一个称呼，它不是一个名字。
Christ is a title, is not the name.
基督其实就是所谓的受膏者，也就是在犹太人的认知里面，就是所谓的救主。
Christ is the anointed one in the Jewish tradition. It means the person that will save them.
那这个受膏者就是神所预定的，在他们需要拯救的时候会出现来救他们。
Christ is someone that was destined by God to save them, to deliver them in their difficult times.
那所以这里说，基督是照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
Here said that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
那这里表示说。基督呢，他是找他的出现不会是突然之间，他是有计划的。
Which means that the appearance of the Christ is not a coincidence; it's actually planned.
那这里所谓的圣经，不是我们现在所看的这一本新旧约的圣经，而是旧约圣经。
The scripture mentioned here is not the Bible we have today; is rather the Old Testament.
在使徒保罗那个时代，就是主耶稣那个时代，当时候的。犹太人他们已经有他们的圣经。
In the time of Paul and Jesus Christ, the Jews already have their Old Testaments.
他们的经典就是他们祖先所留下来的，他们认为就是这个神的话语。
Their scriptures encompasses the books that are left from their ancestors, which they believe that's the words of God.
那其实，在旧约圣经、旧约的经典里面呢，有很多地方预言基督的来到。
In the scripture, there are many places that prophesy the coming of Messiah.
那耶稣他来到人间之后，这些百姓们呢，他们对照圣经就看到说，这个人就是这个古时候这些经典所预言的这个人，真的来到了。
When Lord Jesus came to the world, the Jewish people can see that Lord Jesus has fulfilled the prophecies in the scriptures.
那这里说。基督他照圣经所说为我们的罪死的，他一定要来到人间，然后有一个目的，就是为我们的罪替我们死。
Christ came to this world with a goal in mind, that is that for our sin he will die for us.
那这个就是其实这个第一，也就是说这个作者他本身他强调那个他要传的这个对象是谁，他那个重点一开始就指得很清楚了。
And the author of this book clarified in the beginning the first importance, that is object of who he is preaching, that's Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个保罗哦，他在传福音的时候，他还传了一个道理。
Paul was preaching a teaching.
我们如果看一下这个哥林多前书第一章哦，这一卷书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们把这个圣经第十五章这个地方把它做个记号，等一下我们再翻回来这里。
We'll put a bookmark on chapter 15. We'll return to chapter 15 later.
我们现在请看第一章的第十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
这个基督为我们的罪死的这个一个道理叫做十字架的道理。
Christ died for us for our sin. This is a teaching of the cross.
我们看第十八节。
Verse 18.
因为十字架道理在那灭亡的人身在灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却是神的大能。
Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为耶稣是被钉在十字架上的。
Because the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他是被当作死刑犯处死的。
He was treated as a sinner. He died on the cross.
所以耶稣为人的罪死的这个道理叫做十字架道理。
So Lord Jesus died for our sake. This is the message of the cross.
那他说在灭亡的人，这个是愚拙的，就是这个做这种动作好像很笨啊。
So to those who are perishing, this action is deemed very foolish.
似乎好像很没有意义，没有价值。
Meaningless.
但是他说，在我们得救人却是神的大能。
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
这是两个完全不一样的见解，就是对这件事情两个完全是极端的看法。
So to the same thing that took place, there are two drastic views on the same thing.
那我们现在看一下第二十一节。
Verse 21.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
Verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
这里就让我们看到说，现在世人呢，他们会看这个十字架道理，如果用人的智慧去判断，他就会把它当作愚拙。
If men use their own wisdom to judge the message of the cross, they might think that this is foolish.
但这一个道理其实是神的智慧。
But this is actually the wisdom of God.
如果用信心去接受它，去看它，就发现说，哇，这个就是神真的比我们所想象的超越太多了。
If you view it with God's wisdom and God's teaching, then you realize that this is beyond our imagination.
那神要让人了解。神的安排，他的计划是人用智慧所不能够测透的。
God wants us to realize that His plan is something that's beyond our planning, our wisdom.
也就是说，福音的道理不能够用人间的理性去分析，然后去看看合理不合理。
In other words, we can't rationalize God's salvation with our wisdom, with our logic.
我们现在看一下第二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督。在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and the foolishness to Gentiles.
这圣经里面有两个名词，这里有一个犹太人，一个外邦人。
And here two kinds of people appear, Jews and the Gentiles.
那这个犹太人，我们现在都知道，就是现在的以色列人的祖先呢。
We all know that Jews are the ancestors to the Israelites.
他说，耶稣基督钉十字架。这对犹太人来说是绊脚石，他们就碰到耶稣，他们就跌倒了。
Here mentioned that Christ crucified is a stumbling block to the Jews; they fell because of him.
也就是说，他们不相信。
In other words, they don't believe.
那这个所谓的外邦人，就是非犹太人的，叫做外邦人。
And the Gentiles are the non-Jews.
因为犹太人，他们是认为跟我不一样的，就是外面的人吗
？Because Jews think that anybody that's different from them are considered Gentiles.
也就是说。就犹太人来说，就是当时他们不认识神，不认识这个独一神的人，叫做外邦人。
In other words, at the time, anyone that does not recognize one and true God are considered Gentiles.
然后他说，这个十字架的基督呢，在外邦人来看呢，是愚拙了。
And the Christ crucified to the Gentiles is considered foolish.
但第二十四节说，但是在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Verse 24, but to those whom God has called, the Jews and the Greek, the Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
那这个就是说，现在不管是犹太人，是希利尼人，就是希腊人，就是外邦人呢，都有一些人是蒙召的。
In other words, whether it's Jews or Greeks, the Gentiles, some of them are being called already.
所以蒙召就是被神叫来的啦。
In other words, they're being called by God.
那说如果被神叫来的呢，他们就会认为说，耶稣基督是神的能力的彰显。
The ones that are called by God will realize that Christ crucified is the wisdom of God.
基督耶稣，他就是神的智慧。
Lord Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God.
这个救恩就是神很有智慧的安排，让那些 愿意相信人可以得救的。
This salvation plan is a plan of God, and it's given to those who believe.
所以这个救恩就不是用人的智慧去分析的。
And so this salvation cannot be analyzed by men's wisdom.
要用信心去接受它。
Rather, you have to accept it with faith.
如果是接受了，就会看到这个奥秘。
If you accept it with faith, you'll realize the mystery hidden in it.
那这个传道人保罗，他在传福音，他到处去讲啊，他就要讲这个道理。
Apostle Paul is preaching about this truth.
我们现在请看第二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Verse 1, when I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God.
第二节说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Verse 2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这个传道人保罗，他其实是很有智慧，他也有很高的学问的。
Apostle Paul was very wise, he also was very educated.
但是呢，他说他到处去传福音，他只有传耶稣基督钉十字架。
But he said that he preached the gospel everywhere. He's only preaching Jesus the crucified.
那这个主耶稣基督被钉十字架这个道理，他说这个叫做神的奥秘。
Lord Jesus Christ the crucified. This is the mystery of God.
那这个也就是他在传福音的重点。
And this is the purpose of his preaching.
那这个他在约这个哥林多前书十五章里面说这个道理啊。最后会让我们得救、啊。
In chapter 15 of First Corinthians says that this truth will be saved by this.
因为当然我们今天没有办法很详细的讲很多有关于主耶稣基督救人的这个完整的道理，因为我们时间有限。
So, because the limitation of time today, we can't go into every aspect of this salvation plan.
但是耶稣他来到人间，这个就对当时犹太人来说，这个就是基督。照着旧约的应许来到人间的应验了，就是他的预言应验了。
So Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, he fulfilled the prophecy that a Messiah will come to this world.
照圣经的预言，也就是说，在耶稣基督来到世界以前，很久之前就已经有这个话在流传了。
According to the prophecy that's written in the scripture, many, many years ago, this prophecy already existed.
我们来看一个例子，我们看以赛亚书第五十三章。
Let's turn to an example, Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书，我们先看第四十二章，对不起，四十二章。
Turn first to chapter 42.
以赛亚书，旧约圣经，以赛亚书四十二章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
那这个是这个犹太人他们都很认识的一个先知叫做以赛亚，他所写的信息。
So this is a message written by Isaiah, a well-known prophet to the Jews.
那他这个所谓的先知，就是他传达神要给人的信息。
The job of a prophet is to deliver the message of God to the people.
那这个信息很多都是关于未来发生的事。
And many of the messages regarding things that will take place in the future.
以赛亚先知他的年代是在公元前大概七百多年的时候。
Isaiah existed about 700 BC.
那所以在耶稣诞生之前的七百年。在他的书里面就这样写了。
In other words, he wrote this in his book 700 years before the birth of Christ.
我们看四十二章的第一节。
Chapter 42, verse 1.
他说：“看哪、啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。”第二节。
Two.
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。第三节。
Three.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开。第四节。
Four.
他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。这段圣经来讲这个神的仆人。
This passage is describing the servant of the Lord.
其实就在预言这个基督他的工作。
But it's prophesying the job of Lord Jesus.
那他就是要来把这个公理，就是这个得救道理传给每一个人。
He will bring the salvation, the gospel salvation to everyone.
然后他这个传的时候呢，他的态度是不喧嚷不扬声。
When he preached, he will not shout or cry out.
所以他是默默的工作的。
So he's working silently.
然后他的那个心呢，他那个心是充满爱心的。
And his heart is filled with love.
所以你看第三节， 这一节很出名的，他说压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。
Verse 3 of Bruce Reed, he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
也就是说即使有一丝丝的希望他都不会放弃。
In other words, if there is the slightest hope, he will not give up.
然后他在这个工作的时候，他有这个爱心，他也非常的有耐心呢。
So when he is working for the Lord, he's full of love and he's very patient.
第四节说他不灰心，不丧胆。
Verse 4, he will not falter or be discouraged.
一直到他把他的工作完成。
Until the day that he finishes his work.
那这一段圣经就在预告这个基督他在世上传这个道理的时候，他的工作是怎么做成的。
And this is prophesying how Lord Jesus will complete his work in this world when he's preaching.
那42章他这样写之后，我们现在看第53章。
So let's turn to chapter 53.
以赛亚书的53章。
Isaiah
53. 53章。我们现在请看第二节。
Verse 2.
这个神的仆人呢，他在神面前生长如嫩芽。像根出于干地，他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
Verse 2, he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty nor majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
这个神的仆人哦，你外表看起来不觉得他是有什么特殊，你也不会想要跟他。
The appearance of the servant of the Lord is nothing attractive. It doesn't make you want to follow him.
也就是说，对这个神所预告来到人间的这个拯救者本身，不能够用外貌来判断他。
In other words, the Savior that's sent by God cannot be judged by his outer appearance.
我们人通常很容易的就会看以外貌来判断人呢。
Men, we often judge other people by their outer appearance.
今天如果在我们当中有些人穿的比较光鲜亮丽，很整齐，就是看起来就是很绅士的。
In among us, if there's anyone that dress well, we will think that they are gentlemen.
你第一眼就对他就觉得，哎，这个人应该蛮有教养的。
And by first sight, you'll think that this person is well educated.
所以我们凭第一印象，凭外貌就会觉得说，哎，这个人应该还不错，或者是这个人如果穿得很邋遢，你就觉得，哎，这个人可能不行。
And by outer appearance, if somebody dress well, you think they're well educated. If they don't dress well, then you think they are, they're not.
人总是比较喜欢亲近那个好看的、漂亮的。
So we all like to draw close to those who, look well.
这是为什么那个明星啊，很多人跟随，很多的粉丝啊。
And that's why we have a lot of fans that are following celebrities.
那所以这是人的天性，就是喜欢那个美的，然后喜欢那个看起来舒服的。
So this is the nature of men. We like to appreciate what's beautiful. We like to follow what's pretty.
但是这个圣经里面所预言这个神的仆人却不一样啊。
But the servant of the Lord mentioned in the Bible, prophesied in the Bible, is different.
光是看外貌，你绝对不会想要去跟随他的。
If you just look at his outer appearance, you will not want to follow him.
反过来，他是会被藐视的。
But on the other hand, he will be despised.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。多受痛苦，常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men lewd their faces. He was despised, and we esteem him not.
第四节说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Verse 4, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
这个神的仆人他是被藐视，可是他其实是要来担当我们人的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
The servant of the Lord is being despised and being rejected, but the fact is he is here to take up our infirmities and carry our sorrows.
圣经说他为我们的罪受死了。
The Bible tells us that he died for our sins.
我们就以为说他受责罚是被神击打苦待了。
But yet we think that he is being punished by God and he's being stricken by God.
好像是他罪有应得的样子。
It seems as if he deserved it.
但其实却不是那样。
But the truth is the opposite.
他其实为了我们的过犯受害的。
That he is being punished because of our infirmities.
如果我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
他说哪里知道他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因为他受了刑罚，我们得平安；因为他受了鞭伤，我们得医治。
Verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgression; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
他实际上是来替我们受苦了。
So he was being punished because of us.
那我们为什么会受？我们本来在受苦当中，为什么会这样子？
Why are we being punished?
就是说我们到底有什么缺陷需要他来代替我们受苦啊。
In other words, what are iniquities that he needs to take up our iniquities?
看第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，主神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Verse 6, we are like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to its own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
这里的描述就好像说我们本来有一个牧人，我们是一群羊，本来是应该跟着这个牧人，那所以生活是会受保护，会很平安的。
Here describe that we are like a flock of sheep. We should have been following our shepherd. Our life would have been at peace.
但是现在我们已经走丢了，我们已经不知道要跟谁了。
But now we have gone astray and we don't know who to follow.
那个羊如果走在旷野迷失了，它就是在旷野流浪，它就没有一个保护者帮助他。
If a sheep is lost in the wilderness, then he'll have no shepherd to protect him.
因为羊事实上是很脆弱的。
Because sheep are very fragile.
羊也不会去主动攻击人的。
Sheep will not attack anyone.
他是被攻击的对象。
They are the prey.
他说我们就像这个走迷的羊一样。
And here says that we are like the sheep who have gone astray.
然后我们走自己的路。
And each of us have turned in his own way.
其实在讲我们这个人本来跟神就好像是我们的牧人，那我们本来跟着神，非常生活非常平安有保护的。
God was our shepherd, we should be following God, our life would have been protected.
但是现在我们已经走失了，我们离开了神去了。
So now we departed from God, we have gone astray.
好，现在他说神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上了。
And that Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
那他是要背负众人的罪，世界上有这么多人。
There are so many of us in this world, he needs to take up all of our iniquities.
那所以呢，现在他背的这个罪，世人的罪，他这个当然就是很辛苦了。
So of course, he is being crushed by the sins that's laid upon him.
第七节说，
Verse 7.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Verse 7, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He was a sheep before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
其实这个就在讲耶稣基督他为了人的罪死的过程，他怎么表现的。
And here describe how Lord Jesus Christ died for us and how he was silent.
如果我们有机会去读福音书，就是新约圣经里面的四福音书，我们就看到耶稣基督他怎么样默默的一点都没有反抗的去承担众人的罪孽。
If we have a chance to study the gospel books, we'll realize how Lord Jesus Christ took up our sins and did not open his mouth to fight back.
所以这个就是这个神的仆人耶稣基督他的工作。
This is the work of servant of the Lord, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
他是照着圣经所说的来到人间为我们的罪死。
According to the scripture, he came to this world and died for our sin.
我们现在请看回来，再看回来《哥林多前书》第十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
他为我们罪死，他这个死的情境其实是非常可怜的。
He died for our sins, and how he died was was a torture.
这个十字架在当时是一个人间的极刑，就是太苦了。
And the cross at the time was the ultimate punishment for sinners.
是人活活的用三根钉子把那身体钉在木架上。
They nailed a live person onto the cross with three nails.
那你在想，今天如果一个人很重啊，你的全身的重量要靠三根钉子撑住，你看这个有多痛苦。
And imagine if a person weighs a certain amount and their entire weight is sustained by these three nails, how painful is it?
我们今天如果不小心被一个针刺到，我们就哀哀叫了。
Today, if we're accidentally being pierced by a needle, we will be crying.
那何况现在是故意的。把一根至少要很长很长的钉子把你的从你的骨头里面穿过去的。
And now they purposely drilled a long nail into Lord Jesus' bones.
那他的这个苦其实是没办法描述的。我们今天其实我们都没有办法去想象到底有多痛苦。
The pain that he had to endure is beyond our imagination.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹他们在很痛苦的时候，他说如果想到耶稣在十字架上替我所受的苦，他就说 那我这个苦就算不得什么。
There are many brothers and sisters today in the time of being in pain, when they think about how Lord Jesus endured the pain for us, they'll realize that the pain they have is insignificant.
他是他是为我们的罪死的，不是为他自己，他没有罪的。
Lord Jesus died for our sin, did not die for his own sin because he was sinless.
因为耶稣他是神亲自来到人间，是神成为人的样式来到人间一起跟我们生活的。
And Lord Jesus was God, came to this world in a form of man to live among us.
所以基督他是谁？他其实就是神本身呢。
So Christ is God Himself.
我们现在来看一节经节。
Let's turn to a verse.
看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
哥林多后书四章三节。
Second Corinthians chapter four verse three.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。第四节。
Four.
此等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音啊，荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。这里在讲，特别在讲说。基督是神的像。
Here mentioned Christ, who is the image of God.
那基督他就是来传这个救人的福音的。
So Christ came to preach the gospel of salvation.
他这个福音，他这个福音其实是神荣耀的光辉，也就是说，他这个救人是要把人救进一个光明的国度里面去。
This gospel salvation is a light of of God. That means that it should take us into God's glory.
可是他的信息，他说灭亡的人。他们不要听了。
And but the people that are perishing does not want to listen.
但是如果那个信的人，他们就说这个就是神的荣耀。
But to those who believe, they will realize that this is the glory of God.
其实基督本身就是神在肉身显现。
Christ Himself is a manifestation of God in flesh.
所以神本来是没有罪的。
So God was sinless.
神是全然圣洁，是全然公义，全然有能力的。
So God is Almighty. He is holy.
他是替我们来承担这个罪 的代价。
And he is the price that he paid to take up our sins.
好，所以基督为我们罪死了之后，十五章的第四节说他被埋葬了。
And in verse 5, chapter 15, after he died for us, he was buried.
当然，一个死的人通常都会被埋葬，一定被埋葬的。
Normally, a dead person will be buried after.
然后第十五章的第四节说，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And verse 4.He raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
耶稣基督啊，他死的时候第三天复活，从死里活过来。
Lord Jesus, after he died, he resurrected from the dead on the third day.
他活过来这件事情，其实圣经里面也早有预言的。
The scripture had already prophesied about his resurrection.
因为他是生命的主，他是神成为人啊，神。是生命的主宰，他是造物的，他怎么可能会被死击进呢？
Lord Jesus is the Lord of life. He is the Lord of creation. So how can he be bound by death?
他为我们罪死，这个是有目的的。
There is a purpose for dying for our sins.
然后死了之后，他一定要活。
After he died, he will resurrect.
他如果没有活，我们今天就没有希望。
If he did not resurrect, then we will not have hope today.
这个耶稣基督的复活，在诗篇第十六篇里面这样写。
Psalm chapter 16 describes the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
我们来看这一节经节，看诗篇第十六篇。
Psalms chapter 16.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
我们现在看第八节。
Verse 8.
从第八节开始。
Verse 8 on.
我将神常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。第九节。
Nine.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。我的肉身也要安然居住。第十节。
Ten.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。十一节。
Eleven.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。这里第十节特别强调说，你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。
Verse 10 it says, because you will not abandon me to the grave.
不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Nor will you let your holy one see decay.
他这里讲的圣者，就是指的耶稣基督。
The holy one mentioned here refers to Lord Jesus.
其实这一篇诗篇，如果我们看第十六篇一开始那写是大卫的金诗，就是这个 大卫这个人他所做下他所写下来的诗篇
And chapter 16 Psalm chapter 16 This is the Miktam of David This is the psalm written by David
那其实这个就是在预言耶稣基督他的工作了
And this is describing the work of Lord Jesus Christ
第十节这一句话在使徒行传被引用过
And chapter 10 is mentioned also in book of Acts
第二章使徒行传第二章当时彼得他在见证耶稣从死里复活的时候，他就是引用这一节经节。
In chapter 2, when Peter testified about Lord Jesus Christ, he referred to this verse.
耶稣基督他是为我们的罪死的时候，他说他的灵魂不可以撇在阴间，他一定要复活。
After Lord Jesus died for us, his soul will not go to the grave; he will be resurrected.
而且他的复活是包括身体复活。
And his resurrection also includes revival of his body.
这是为什么到今天为止没有一个人可以找到耶稣基督的尸体
？And this is why until today no one can find the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他已经活了。
Because he is alive.
因为他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
所以他说三天之后他复活。
After 3 days, he resurrected.
那三天复活呢？其实在圣经里面是有预表性的。
And resurrection after 3 days is symbolic in the Bible.
就是在约拿书以前旧约时代有一个先知叫约拿，他曾经被鱼大鱼吞在肚子里面三天三夜，在深海里面。
There is a prophet in the Old Testament named Job. He was swallowed by a big fish. He was in the fish belly for 3 days.
当耶稣在传福音的时候，他特别举约拿这个例子。来印证他自己本身死后三天要复活。
Lord Jesus, when he was preaching the gospel, he had used the example of Jonah to symbolize that in 3 days he will also be resurrected.
所以现在这个福音的内容是什么
？So what is the content of the gospel?
我们现在看回来第哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这个福音的内容就是耶稣基督他是神所预备的。
The gospel is that Lord Jesus is prepared for us by God.
他是从神来的。
He came from God.
他的出现不是突然的，不是意外的。
So his appearance is not an accident, not a coincidence.
其实我们今天每一个人的出现都是有时候都是意外的。
The fact is that we are here sometimes are by coincidence.
当然有的是妈妈求孩子求很久求出来的了。
And some are here because their mother pray for them for many years.
至少我们每一个人出生不是说几十年前、几百年前就有预言说某某人要出生吗
？And none of our birth are predicted or prophesied in the Bible many hundreds of years ago.
但是耶稣基督就不一样了。
But yet Lord Jesus is different.
他是神的特别的计划。
He is the special salvation plan of God.
然后他来是为我们的罪死了。
He came to this world so that he can die for our sins.
他死的时候其实是很辛苦的。
He suffered a death for us.
因为他为人对罪付出代价。
Because he paid a price for men's sins.
然后死后他被埋葬。
After he died, he was buried.
埋葬之后第三天复活。
After he was buried, 3 days he resurrected.
这就是这个传道人。保罗他到处去传福音的时候他在印证的重要信息
So this is an important message delivered by preached by Apostle Paul when he was preaching
他到处说耶稣就是基督耶稣就是那个受膏者就是那个拯救者
He was preaching everywhere that Lord Jesus is Christ He is Messiah He is the anointed one
我们今天一定要相信耶稣那我们的罪就被解决
So today we must believe in Lord Jesus Christ our sin will be delivered
而且这个耶稣他为我们罪死了之后他复活了他已经活过来了
Lord Jesus died for our sin and he also resurrected
那他活过来一定会跟人显现就是他会向他的门徒证明说我已经活了
He resurrected so he showed himself to his believers that he was alive
所以我们现在看第十五章
Chapter 15
我们看第五节
Verse 5
耶稣复活以后他显现给基法看然后显给十二使徒看
Verse 5, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
这个基法就是彼得的别称。
And so this is Peter.
Cephas.
Cephas, which is Peter.
所以他有一个次序他先显现给他的门徒彼得看。
And there's an order. He first appeared himself to his disciple Peter.
然后给十二个使徒就是跟他最亲近的这十二个门徒。
And also to the 12.
然后呢他说第六节说后来一时之间显给五百多位弟兄看。
And verse 6, it describes that he also appeared to more than 500 of the brothers.
也就是说，诶，这个是众人聚集的时候，这个耶稣复活之后向他们显现。
In other words, when the congregation was gathering, Lord Jesus, who resurrected, appeared to them.
在保罗在写信的时候，他说其中一大半到如今还在，但也有已经睡了，就是已经过世的。
And when Paul wrote this letter, he said that most of them are still living, but some had already died.
他在写这封信的时候，应该是在公元大概55年左右。
And when he wrote this letter is about 55 AD.
那耶稣如果按照我们说他三十，他大概三十三，公元33年的时候被钉死的。
And Lord Jesus died about 33 AD.
所以大概就是二十几年之后，他说还有很多人都还活着。
And about 20 some years later, he said that many of them are still living.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
他说以后就显给雅各看。
Then he appeared to James.
雅各，这个就是那个他的肉身上的兄弟了。
James is his brother in flesh.
然后再显给众使徒看。
Then to the apostles.
第八节说末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般呢。
And last of all, appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
这里在记载耶稣他复活之后对门徒的显现。
And here describes how Lord Jesus appeared to the believers after he resurrected.
那这些人都是他的见证人。
So these people are his testimonies.
所以耶稣他复活之后，他向他主耶稣向这个显现的这个对象都有目的的。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, there's a purpose to why he appeared to them.
我们现在看一下路加福音第24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
就新约圣经路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
24章我们现在看第47节。
24 verse 47.
我们看第46节。
46.
46节又对他们说照经上所写的基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。47节。
47。
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。48节。
48。
你们就是这些事的见证。这就是耶稣他显复活之后显现，这些人看到耶稣显现过的人都要去做见证。
So Lord Jesus appeared to them after he was resurrected. So people that witnessed that are his witnesses.
那这个见证就是耶稣已经活了。
And they should testify that Lord Jesus is alive.
他真的就是神所应许来到人间这个拯救者。
And he's truly the Savior that's promised by God, is to send into this world.
那这个就是福音本身他强调的信息。
So this is the message of the gospel that he was pointing out.
这个福音他说会让我们得救的。
He said that this message, this gospel will save us.
对哥林多前书第十五章后来保罗他自己说，他说他本来是不配来传这个福音的。
And in chapter 15, Paul said that he was unworthy to preach a gospel.
我们现在看回来第十五章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节
Verse 9
他说我原是使徒中最小的不配称为使徒因为我从前是逼迫神的教会
For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecute the church of God
他以前真的是逼迫人的
Indeed he truly persecuted the Christians
但是后来他改变了
But later he changed
第十节
Verse 10
然而我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的我比众使徒格外劳苦这原不是我乃是神的恩与我同在
Verse 10 By the grace of God I am what I am and his grace to me was not without an effect no I work harder than all of them yet not I but the grace of God that was with me
对这个传道者保罗来说他说他本来是不配做使徒
So to preacher Paul he said that he did not deserve to be called an apostle
所谓使徒就是耶稣基督把这个责任特别托付的人
Apostle is somebody who Lord Jesus Christ entrusted responsibilities to
要来继续宣扬这个得救福音的人
So a person that will continue to preach this gospel salvation on his behalf
他很感谢神他有这个机会来宣扬这个道理
So Paul was very thankful that he has the opportunity to preach the gospel
他说他是蒙了神的怜悯才有这个机会
He said that he was by the grace of God, he had that chance.
因为这样, 所以他格外劳苦,
so because of that, he worked even harder. Because he thinks that he did not deserve it. Because he had already went through the life of the transformation of life. So he knows what it means to be saved.
因为他说他以前是逼迫教会, 就是说他以前根本就不认识耶稣。
In the past, he did not know Lord Jesus. He persecuted the church of God.
但是后来当他认识以后, 他得到这个福音以后, 他整个人改变, 他的生命,
After he received the gospel, his life was changed. He was a new person.
我们今天在教会里面 看到很多像保罗他的生命改变的一些见证。
So today in the church, we see many examples of transformation of life, just like Paul.
我们一个人如果本来活在没有盼望，在黑暗里面。
If a person was living in a life without any hope,
但是如果我们在主耶稣里面看到那个亮光，我们这个改变就会很具体。
But if we see the light in Lord Jesus Christ, then our life will be truly changed.
我们有一姐妹啊,
There's a sister in church.
她现在人住在温哥华, 在加拿大。
She now lives in Vancouver, Canada.
她的 last name 叫做阿里, 就是她是一个出生在阿武汉的阿武汉人。 Afghanistan.
Her last name is Ali. She was born in Afghanistan.
她在1999年的时候, 来受洗成为
In 1999, she came to believe and was baptized to become the believer.
那她来信耶稣这件事情，真的是一个生命的极大转变。
When she came to believe in Christ, her life was greatly transformed.
她本来就是一个回教徒。
She was a Muslim.
那她的家庭哦，她因为小丽到温哥华去啊，曾经跟她谈过。
I went to visit her in Vancouver.
那 她的童年，她其实本来是过一个很好的生活的。她是在首都出生的人，在那里长大的。
She was living a very good life. She was born in the capital city of Afghanistan.
她的祖父是当时候首都的市长。
Her grandfather was the governor of the city.
她的妈妈是贵族。
And her mother came from a royal family.
她的爸爸是当时候做生意很富裕的人。
And her father was a very wealthy businessman.
所以她当时候生活过得真的是像在王宫一样的。
And so her life at the time as if she was living in the palace.
是一个很传统的一个回教徒。
And she was a very traditional Muslim.
她可是到她七八岁的时候，那时候这个政府啊，阿富汗被苏联当时候苏联攻占。
But when she was 7 or 8 years old, Afghanistan was attacked by Russia.
她整个生命在一夕之间转变了。
And so her life changed overnight.
所以她的父母亲就逃亡。
So her parents escaped.
他们就离开了那个喀布尔，就是首都，就跑到印度去了。
And so they left Kapoor, which is the capital city, and went to India.
那他们从这个很富有的家庭，时间之间变贫穷了。
Overnight.
因为被流亡在外面了。
Overnight, they came from a wealthy family, and now they're poor.
那可是因为他们本来就是蛮富有的, 所以他跑到印度去的时候, 他还可以上学, 他上英国学校。
Because they were wealthy before, so when she went to India, she still went to school.
但是后来因为他们的环境经济的关系, 他的父亲呢, 就回到阿富汗去, 后来他们就跟父亲没有联系了,
And her father later on went back to Afghanistan, so they lost contact with her father.
那时候他们在那里等于当难民一样的。And
so they were like the refugees in India.
她在印度这样待了10年。So
she lived in India for 10 years.
也就是在那边上学，一直上到她大概高中的时代，高中毕业的时候。She
studied there until she finished high school.
她都是一个很保守的一个女孩子。And
she was a very traditional conservative woman.
那她在后来在印度的时候，她就申请移民去希望到其他国家去。
So in India, she applied for immigration. She was hoping to go to another country.
后来就移民到加拿大去了。
So she immigrated to Canada.
那加拿大这个环境马上不一样了。
In Canada, her life changed.
我们知道那个回教徒，他们其实也是很保守的。
We all know that the Muslims are very conservative.
传统的穆斯林的信徒，他们是也在看 也有在看圣经。
The traditional Muslims, they also read the scripture.
他们也相信神是独一的。
They also believe one and only God.
他们认为神是灵，是看不见的。
They believe that the spirit of God cannot be seen.
他们也没有拜偶像。
They don't worship idols.
那因为他们在看，他们有看圣经，他们也知道耶稣是谁。
Because they also read the scripture, they know who Lord Jesus was.
但是他们只把耶稣当作众多伟大先知的一个。
But they see Lord Jesus as one of the great prophets.
他认定耶稣是先知，然后耶稣升天。
They believe that Lord Jesus was a prophet. He ascended to the heaven.
对当时候像犹太人或者是中东的一些回教徒来说，他们认为人升天这个没有什么疑问呢。
And to the Jews or to the Middle Eastern Muslims, they have no problem with somebody ascending to heaven.
因为我们看圣经里面，以赛亚先知也曾经升天过啊。
Because if you read the scripture, you see that prophet Isaiah also ascended to the heaven one day.
所以当时候他的观点里面就认为说，耶稣很伟大，耶稣是先知，伟大先知一个升天去了。
So in her mind, she thinks that Lord Jesus was a great prophet that he ascended.
那他家庭很保守，所以他也就常常祷告，跟神祷告。
Because her family was very conservative, so she often prayed to God.
可是他就是不知道，因为他当然他祷告就是以他的信仰，就是认为是阿拉嘛。
And so in her belief, she believed when she prayed to Allah.
但是他是觉得说奇怪，他只祷告，好像都觉得有一个阻隔，一个墙把它隔掉，他没有办法把那话真的让讲给神，然后很清楚说神听到他的祷告，对吧？
But she feels that when she prays, there's always a hindrance in front of her. Her prayer can never reach God directly.
所以渐渐的，她的信仰就没有什么体验了。
And so over time, she lost the experience.
那刚好又她要移民到一个社会很开放的一个环境里的。
At the time, she also immigrated to a country that's more open.
那他们传统的回教徒，他们的子女的婚姻也都是由父母亲安排的。
For a traditional Muslim family, the marriage of their children are appointed by their parents.
但是他等到他到了那个开放的社会里面，他开始学当地人的风俗习惯了。
So when she went to open society, she began to follow the culture.
他到那边去读大学。
So she went there to study in college.
就接触了很多的同学。
So she had many friends.
他这个就像本来关在笼子的鸟，现在放出去一样。
So she is like a bird that was previously in the cage, now is set free.
交了很多的朋友。
So she had a lot of friends.
当然，大部分都是坏朋友。
And of course, many of them are not good influence.
就染上了很多不好的习惯。
So she acquired many bad habits.
一定是，你们都知道，现在年轻人第一个一定会开 party.
And as we know that the youth these days, they all have parties.
到大学里面，你说哪一个学校没有 party？
And when you go to a college, which school does not have parties?
就开始喝酒。
So they begin to drink.
然后就认识男朋友。
So she had boyfriends.
接下来就开始同居。
Then they lived together.
离开家了。
So she left home.
然后在 party 的时候就开始吸毒了。
When they're in parties, they use drugs.
然后晚上就跑到 pub 里面去玩了。
And at night, they went to the nightclubs.
他就过一个完全跟他以前那个传统的生活完全不一样。
So she led a life that is drastically different from her traditional life.
当然，她这种过这种生活就没办法读书了。
So of course, with this kind of life, she can no longer concentrate in her studies.
所以最后她大学读两年都读不下去了，退学。
So she dropped out after 2 years.
然后她这个转变，家里面的人看的真的是没办法接受。
But her family cannot accept this kind of change.
她其实在这种过程当中，她自己说她心里面非常虚空。
She said that during this whole time, her heart was very empty.
一开始觉得很有吸引力，她很喜欢去。
At first, it seems very attractive. She likes going there.
等到她被这个毒瘾勾上以后，她就没办法脱离了。
But when she was hooked by the drug, she cannot stop.
即使连那毒品都没办法满足她了。
And even the drugs cannot satisfy her.
她自己觉得说，她好像落在一个很深的黑洞里面，走不出那个出路了。
She felt that she fell into a deep pit and she can't get out of it.
她心好像被锁在地狱里面，在那边呐喊，但是没人听到。
She felt like in her heart she was yelling from the bottom of the pit, but nobody can hear her.
她说她走在街道上，她好像觉得她本身好像一个行尸走肉一样。
She said she walked on the street, she feels like a walking dead.
然后她这个时候那个罪恶的羞耻感，让她觉得说她很污秽。
And she was ashamed by all her sin, she felt filthy.
在这种情况下，她那时候很想去死啊。
So with this circumstance, she wanted to commit suicide.
所以她那时候准备要去自杀。
So she was getting ready to commit suicide.
可是她又没有勇气。
But she was not brave enough.
所以她一直想到她的家庭，她的妈妈，她的姐姐，她的姐妹啊。
Thinks about her family, her mother, her sister.
她就没有办法，她只好打电话到医院去了，求救。
She cannot commit suicide, so she called the hospital and asked for help.
那当然，医院就叫她赶快来看医生了，你赶快到医院来啊。
Of course, the hospital then told her to go to the hospital and seek help.
她就真的去了。
So she went.
她在医院在那边要等医生的时候，她就碰到旁边一个妇人。
When she was waiting for the doctor in the hospital, she met a woman.
她认识了我们教会的一个姐妹，刚好在那一天。要去看医生。
She met a sister from our church who was also there to see a doctor that day.
那我们那个姐妹，她其实英文讲也不太好。
Our sister actually did not speak very good English.
但是她看到她的时候，就觉得她这个人很可怜。
But when she saw this person, she thought this person was very pitiful.
其实这个姐妹当时她还没有受洗，她都还只到教会来慕道而已。
But the sister at the time was not even a believer. She was only a truth seeker.
她就跟她聊天，就问她说你怎么了
？So she was talking to her and asked her what happened.
哇，她就把她的那个事情就跟她讲。
So she told our sister everything.
然后我们这个姐妹说：“你现在一定要来找神。”
And our sister told her that you have to come and seek after God.
她说你现在住哪里
？So she asked her where do you live now?
因为她本来跟她男朋友同居，她说她我不要再去找她男朋友了。
Because she was living with her boyfriend, so she doesn't want to go back and find her boyfriend.
然后她也没有脸回家了。
And she doesn't have the face to go back home.
我们这个姐妹说，不然这样，你来住我家。
So our sister offered to have her live with her.
来帮助我。
To help her.
帮我打扫了，我给你一个job，你帮我打扫房子的。
And the sister offered her job to clean for her, and she will pay her.
然后帮我煮饭
，and to cook for her.
然后我带你去教会
，and she will take her to church.
但是遇见碰到以后，她就真的，后来就跟着这个姐妹回到她家去。
And after she met our sister, she really went back home with her.
然后我们这个姐妹呢，当时还没受洗，但她固定都会参加教会聚会。
Our sister at the time was not a believer, was not baptized, but she attends service regularly.
她就跟她说，你要不要跟我到教会去啊
？So she asked her, "Do you want to go to church with me?"
他那时候想一想，好。
So she thought about it and said yes.
因为他看到这个人本身哦，很有爱心。
Because she saw that our sister was full of love.
因为他觉得，在他这种黑暗，他本来已经看不到人生有任何希望的时候，这个人竟然愿意收留他。
Because she thought, when she could not see any signs of hope, the sister was willing to take her in.
所以他就在99年的时候，他第一次到教会去。
So in 1999, for the first time, she came to church.
他到教会去，他觉得啊、哦，这里很好。
When she went to church, she realized that this is a good place.
他觉得这个里很喜乐，很满足，在这里很轻松自在了。
And she felt at ease and at peace when she was in church.
啊，听台上要讲道理。
And when she heard the sermon,
他觉得很感动。
She was very touched.
然后。讲到完之后就要祷告了。
After the sermon, then there was prayer.
他就跟很多人到前面去祷告。
So along with many others, she came to the front to pray.
那祷告的时候，当然我们就会告诉他怎么祷告嘛。
And when she prayed, we taught her how to pray.
他跪下来跟主耶稣说：“主耶稣，求你原谅我。”
So she knelt down and prayed to Lord Jesus for forgiveness.
然后就照教会所告诉他的方法祷告：“哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。”
So according to the way she was taught by the church, she then began to say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
很奇妙的，他祷告的时候。他的眼睛啊，眼前就好像那一幕一幕的那个他过去所做的那些丑恶的事情，像电影一样，就放在他眼前给他看了。
And amazingly, everything that she had done in the past played out before her like a movie.
然后觉得很羞愧，哎，你看到以前你自己做的错事，你就真的很不好意思。
So she was full of shame. She saw all the wrong things that she had done in the past.
更悲伤的跟主耶稣说：“主啊，求你原谅我。”
And so, with a sad heart, contrite heart, she asked Lord Jesus to forgive her.
然后，当她这样讲以后，她那个祷告完之后，她那个异象就不见了。
After she said that, the prayer was over and the vision was gone.
祷告起来之后，她就觉得哇，她整个人变轻松了。
And when she rise up from the prayer, she felt that she was very at ease.
就好像她那个整个重担被拿走一样。
It's just like someone had taken away all her loads.
她一直跟主耶稣说：“主啊，求你原谅我。”
She kept asking Lord Jesus to forgive her.
然后在那个时候，在那一次祷告，她就得圣灵。
In that particular prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
她来教会，
she came to church.
听道理祷告。
She listened to the sermon and she prayed.
她祷告就得圣灵了。
She prayed and then she received the Holy Spirit.
然后 传道跟他说：“哎，某某人，你得圣灵。”
When the pastor told her that you receive the Holy Spirit,
当时他也不知道什么叫圣灵。
At the time, she didn't know what's Holy Spirit.
但是他知道说他祷告的时候非常的喜乐，会他非常满足。
All she knew was that when she was praying, she was satisfied and she was very happy.
但是他那时候其实一直流眼泪的。
But at the time, she was crying.
可是因为他感受到他真的是被释放了那种感受。
Because she was happy because she felt she was released.
所以他马上跟传道说要洗礼了，我要洗礼了。
So immediately she told the pastor she wants to be baptized.
那传道跟他说，你才刚刚来教会，你就要洗礼，怎么可能？
The pastor told her that you just came to church. How can you be baptized right away?
要再查考一点，多一点。
You have to study the truth a little bit more.
结果呢，他说我没办法。
But she said that she can't.
最后教会特别跟他开会。
And the church held a special conference on her behalf.
他来教会三天之后他就受洗。
She came to church for 3 days. After 3 days, she was baptized.
教会特别允许给他施洗了。
So the church made a special exception to baptize for her.
他8月12号来教会，第一次来教会听道理祷告得圣灵。
On August 12, she came to church for the first time. She prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
8月15号她就受洗了。
And she was baptized on August 15.
一直到现在她都还在教会里面。
And until now, today, she's still in church.
她觉得在耶稣里面她整个生命完全改变。
She feels that her life was completely changed in Lord Jesus.
她从此离开了那个罪恶的生活。
So she left her sinful life.
她毒瘾就这样子靠神就戒掉了。
And by the power of God, her addiction was resolved.
离开所有的那个不好的事情。
She left all the things that were bad.
真的过一个完全全新的人生了。
And she now lead a completely new life.
那所以她的生命转变呢？我们看到说，这个叫做她来到接受这个福音以后，她真的得救了。
So her life was transformed.After she received the gospel of salvation, she was saved.
从那个罪恶的深渊里面被救出来了。
She was delivered from the pit, the sinful pit.
那她现在继续的在教会里面聚会。
And she continues to stay in church and study the Bible.
基本上我们如果到温哥华教会去，我们都会碰到她的。
If you go to Vancouver Church, you will meet her.
那她这个信心到目前为止，她怎么持守
？So how can she keep her faith to the To this day.
我们今天这个题目是我们要持守这个得救的福音。
The topic today is to keep the gospel of salvation.
我们现在看希伯来书第三章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
请看第十四节。
Verse 14.
三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Verse 14, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
我们刚才一开始就已经提到这个基督这个福音十字架道理是要用信心来领受的。
We mentioned in the beginning that the message of the cross needs to be received with faith.
我们如果把起初确实的信心坚持到底，就必然在这个福音救恩上有份。
If we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had, then we will have a part with the gospel.
那要坚持这个起初的信心，有时候靠我们自己本身还不够的。
If you want to keep the confidence we had at first, sometimes it's not enough to rely on our own strength.
刚才所说的这个阿里姐妹啊，她是在圣灵的保守里面呢，持续不断的更新的。
The sister Ali that we mentioned, she was kept in the gospel by the power of Holy Spirit.
圣经里面有一句话说，事情的结局强如事情的起头。
And there's a verse in the Bible that the end of something is like the beginning of that.
就是说，你看我们现在跑步也是一样啊。你看跑马拉松的，不是一开始跑最快的人得第一名啊，是最后跑到终点的人才得胜嘛。
So if you look at a marathon race, whoever's at the beginning does not always win.
所以这个信心。这个信仰是要持续到最后。
So this faith is be kept to the end.
那一开始我们是有一个起初的信心。
In the beginning, we have the faith at first.
这个起初信一定要坚持到最后才可以。
But we have to keep the beginning with the faith that we had in the beginning to the end.
但是有时候我们会没有力量啊。
But sometimes we are lacking strength.
那怎么办？
What can we do?
我们要靠圣灵。
We have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
看提摩太后书第一章。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
请看第13节14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
提摩太后书1章13节。
13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
13. What you've heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
第十四节。
14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们心里的圣里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。
14. Guard the gospel deposit that was entrusted to you, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
今天我们要持守这个得救的福音。
So today, if we want to hold on to the gospel of salvation,
就是要把起初确实的信心坚持到最后。
We have to persist the faith that we had at first.
要用在主耶稣里面的信心跟爱心守住。
We have to keep it with the faith and love we have in Christ Jesus.
要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵来帮助我们走到最后。
We have to guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit that lives in us to the end.
那最后我们一定可以得到神借这个福音所要赏赐给我们的永生。
At the end, we will surely receive the eternity, the salvation that the Lord Jesus promised us through this gospel.
愿主耶稣基督啊祝福带领我们。
And may Lord Jesus bless and guide us.
我们的唱诗。
We'll sing a hymn.